Be'ezras Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yud, the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Shir Aleph. The Pasuk says in Parshas Boy, Borishoin Barboser Yoim Lachoidesh, Bo'erev Toichlu Matzois. There's a Mitzvah's essay, Do'iraiso, to eat Matzis on Leil Tezvov. The emes is, a few Pesukim earlier, the Pasuk already said, by the Mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, Va'ochlu es habosor balay lahazeh, tzli'esh umatzois al meroirim yechluhu, which we know is a chelik of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That Pasuk is not mentioned as a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi, but that a chelik of mitzvah's Korban Pesach is to eat it together with matzah and moror. And the emes is, bizman beis hamikdosh, that was the din, to eat Korban Pesach together with matzah and moror. Bizman hazeh, that we don't have a Korban Pesach, so there's no mitzvah do'iraisa of moror at all. Because the mitzvah of matzah and moror was a din to eat it together with Korban Pesach. Moror bizman hazeh is only midrabbanon, because there's no Korban Pesach. Matzah though, even though there's no Korban Pesach, and the mitzvah of al matzah sumroirim yechluhu, that mitzvah is not applicable, but bizman hazeh, nonetheless, there's a separate mitzvah of Bo'erev Toichlu Matzois. And that's a mitzvah essay, the Eraisa, that the Chinuch is counting over here, the mitzvah of Bo'erev Toichlu Matzois. Moror, there is no Makar that brought it back as a separate din. And Moror Taka bizman hazeh is the Rabbonon. That's a Gemara in Psochim Daf Kuf Chof, Omar Rovo, Matzah bizman hazeh is the Eraisa, because of Bo'erev Toichlu Matzois. Moror bizman hazeh is only mid the Rabbonon. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov argues over there, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov in fact holds that matzah bizman hazeh is also only midrabbanon. That taka, the whole din, sai of matzah, sai of moror, is only for the din of bizman korban pesach. Bizman hazeh, there's no mitzvah esei d'oraisa of matzah either. The Gemara says, what does Rav Acha Bar Yaakov do with the pasuk of Be'erev Toichlu Matzois? Zok the Gemara, he uses it for something else. To teach you that bizman hamikdosh, when there was Korban Pesach, and you are grad of b'derech rechoika, it's machadish that even though you're b'derech rechoika and you don't have Korban Pesach, bizman hamikdosh, then there's a din of b'erev teichlu matzis, that there's still a din to eat matzah and also moror. Interesting that chiddush, that mahalach, it's a giloi sailagabi matzah, sailagabi moror. So it's a machloikis, where the b'erev teichlu matzis is to teach you about that bizman hazeh, there's a mitzvah essay doiraisa of matzah, or it's only a giloi for someone that was b'derech rechoika. The Menchas Chinuch stels, though, b'ktzora at the beginning, an interesting ha'ora. He brings the kasha, the Lecha Mishnah also asks the kasha. We know that the Pasuk says, in Parshas Re'ei, lo yisoichal olav chometz, shivas yomem toichal olav matzis lechem oini. The Pasuk says, lo yisoichal olav chometz. That is a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda darshans from that pasuk in Parshas Re'ei, lo yisoichal olav chometz, that there's an iser to eat chometz even on Erev Pesach. Besides the iser of eating chometz all 7 days of Pesach, there's a separate lav d'oraisa to eat chometz on Erev Pesach, lo yisoichal olav chometz, and that's a lav to eating chometz on Erev Pesach. Azoy zok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon argues, and Rabbi Shimon tain is that pasuk of lo yisoichal olav chometz also is referring only to the 7 days of Pesach. And Rabbi Shimon says he has a raya. Look at the Hemshech HaPosuk. Lo yisoichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzis. That this iser of chometz is during the 7 days, the same 7 days that we're eating matzah. And there is no iser to eat chometz, lav d'oraisa akol ponim, to eat chometz on Erev Pesach. The Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this hekish that the Pasuk starts off, lo yisoichal olav chometz, and then says, shivas yomim toichal matzis? Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda teaches it to teach you that there's a mitzvah of matzah bizman hazeh. That you should think, you would have thought that maybe matzah is only bizman korban pesach? No. Kol zman that chometz is osur, even bizman hazeh, where there's an isur of chometz, there's also a mitzvah of matzah. So the Gemara in fact says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this pasuk in Parshas Re'ei is the makar that matzah is noyeg bizman hazeh. The Gemara even asks, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Ba'erev Toichlu Matzais? He uses it to teach you that someone that's b'derech rechoika should eat matzah and moror anyways. Kum techois, the Rambam and the Chinuch, they paskin that there is a din of eating, a lav of eating chometz Erev Pesach. They paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that lo yisoichal olav chometz is a lav d'oraisa to eat chometz in Erev Pesach. That would follow that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the makor that is matzah bizman hazeh d'oraisa is from this pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. Nevertheless, the Rambam and the Chinuch over here, they bring that the makor that is matzah bizman hazeh d'oraisa is from Bo'erev Toichlu Matzis. Azoy, Freckman the kasha that there's a din of be'er of toichlu matzahs. Then Cheschinich brings b'ktzara also the major topic of the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eleza ben Azaria by Korban Pesach, whether the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach is only tul chatzois. Rabbi Eleza ben Azaria said that the mitzvah's essay, the rice of eating Korban Pesach, is only tul chatzois, and Rabbi Kiva says it's kol alayla. It's a machlokes rishonim who we paskin like. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Kiva that we can eat Korban Pesach kol alayla. Toisus in a few places in Shas paskins that it's only tul chatzois. We talked about this earlier, and it will come up negay again in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because this machloikis tanoyim of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eleza ben Azaria is not only b'negay Korban Pesach. All other related mitzvahs of the night also. L'mashal, we have the mitzvahs esay d'orais of matzah, be'erev toichlu matzis. When is be'erev toichlu matzis? Tul chatzois or kol alayla? It's mevor that it's telling the machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eleza ben Azaria. Even though we just explained that this is a separate mitzvah d'oraisa, b'erev toichlu matzis, afilu b'zman hazeh, where there's no Korban Pesach, maybe it has its own set of gedorim. No, it's mevur in the Gemara in Psochem Dav Kufchof, that the same machlokes tanoim, where the Korban Pesach is nechel tol chatzois, or kol alayla, k'moikein matzah. And k'moikein, this is negeya, by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. The Pell, of course, is that Rabbi Eleza ben Azaria is one of the Tanoim who in Bnei Brak was Mesaper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim, kol halayla. This is a question we will deal with by the mitzvah of Sipur. But that's the issue of whether it's Tol Chatzois or kol halayla. The next topic the Menchas Chinuch brings in, that this is a mitzvah's essay d'oraisa of Achila. And as we've done this before, by all in Yonim of Achila, whether it's a mitzvah of Achila, matzah, korban pesach, kochim, eating in the sukkah, or isurim of Achila, chazer, nevela, trefa, v'chadoyme, there are many gedorim of Achila that are similar between isurei Achila of macholas asuris and mitzvahs of Achila. There are also differences. The basic is that avada ein Achila p'chusa mikazayis, and therefore only a kazayis is the kiyum of mitzvah of matzah, just as the dairais of the lav of isurim of macholas asuris is a kazayis. Now we know that you must eat the kazayis b'chdei Achilas pras in order to be chayiv for avera, or to be mekayim a mitzvah, it must be eaten. The kazayis should be eaten within the span of time of kedei achilas pras. There's a diak though, and the poskim can bring this, that lechatchila you should eat the matzah. We'll talk about matzah. This is negay other mitzvahs. We'll talk about matzah, whether you're yoytza only lechatchila if you eat it mamish bevasachas. Not to rely on kedei achilas pras, but to eat it mamish bevasachas. There's a few makoyers to this. One of the basic ones is the Gemara in Psochem Dav Kuf Yudalid. The Braisa says over there, a few halachas there, it's referring to Murr actually, but the Braisa says, if you eat it d'may, even if it was d'may, you yoytza. L'chor, that means b'diyevid. If you eat it shaloi b'kavono, you yoytza. L'chor, b'diyevid. And then the Braisa says, ochal l'chatzoyin yotza. What does it mean you ate it l'chatzoyin? It doesn't mean you ate a chetzi kazayis and an hour later you ate another chetzi kazayis. Then avada, you're not yoytza. It means you ate it l'chatzoyin k'dei achilas pras. And the Lashon is ochal l'chatzoyin yotza. But the mashmoyis is that you're only yoytza b'diyevid. The same way the other dinim in that braisa. Ochla lechatzoyin yotza, ochla d'may yotza, ochla shloi bekavone yotza. It's mashma that you're only yoytza b'diyevid when it's ochla lechatzoyin. It's mashma that lechatchila one should eat it mamish bevas achas. Now even though the Menchas Chinuch bavarns, this braisa is referring to morer, but he says, maishno, what should be the chiluk between morer and matzah? We see an idea that for a kiyum mitzvah, there's an inyan that you should eat it bevas achas. There are achorinim that want to be doiche, that maybe the din of ochla lechatzoyin is taka halacha b'mesuyim legabi moror. The reason being, maybe really in the gedorim of a mitzvah of achila, mitzad hilchis achila, it's perfect lechatchila to eat it b'dei achilas pras. There's no yisroin, a maila, a tosefes maila, if you ate it mamish b'vasachas. K'dei achilas pras, that span of time is ruftzach achila, that's kiyam lemahadron of the mitzvah. Specifically by moror, because we want you to have the meriris, we want you to feel the tam of the meriris. There are other dugmois to this, that by moror we want your dafka to eat it in a oifen that you'll feel the bitterness. And maybe you feel the bitterness more if you swallow it all bevasachas. One could argue, maybe dafka if you eat it slowly, slowly, it's more meriris. But you can say as a svara. Dugma ledover, we're going to see it coming soon. In Hilchas Achila, the Gemara says, Bola matzo yoyotze. If you swallow it without chewing, you yoytza. Hilchas Achila doesn't require li'isa, doesn't require chewing. But bala moror, according to most gersois, lo yotza. What's the chilik? that by matzah you're yotze with blia, meaning it's considered achila, and by mara not. The Gemara is mevor because you don't feel the time of the meriris. So you see that even mitzvah hilchas achila there's one gedder, but then by mara specifically there's an inyan not to just to swallow it, to chew it in order to feel the meriris. K'moike, maybe over here, maybe may oilom there's no inyan lechatchila to eat it bevasachas. K'dei achilas pras is lechatchila. By Morer specifically, the Brisa says, Ochla lechatzoyin yotzo, that b'diyevid yoytza, because lechatchila you should eat the Morer bevasachas, because you'll feel the meriris more. So it's interesting. Again, the Midrash Chinuch quotes this Brisa as a makar that you should eat lechatchila mamish bevasachas, not kedei achilas pras. And he speaks out, even though the Brisa is, by Morer there's no mokum lechalak, we're being Morer that maybe there's a mokum lechalak. There's another makar, he brings the Trumas HaDeshen. In Simon Kufla Mates brings a mordcha, and the Trumas HaDeshen, the Magen Avraham brings this also, the Trumas HaDeshen brings a raya from the mordcha that there's an Indian to swallow it all bevasachas. Why? The mordcha has a kasha. In the end of Pesachim, the mordcha asks, how is one yotze koirich? Koirich has three kezesim, a kezayis of Pesach, a kezayis of mor, and a kezayis of matzah. It's questionable whether you need a full kezayis, but assumingly that koirach, like that the Mordechai names on, that koirach requires a full kezayis of Pesach, a kezayis of mor, and a kezayis of matzah. That's three kezayisim. Frek the Mordechai, how is it possible to swallow all three kezayisim of asachas? The base habliya of a person is only two kezayisim. So the Mordechai answers that when you chew it and you mamish make it into a le'isa, into a mush, then you're able to swallow all three kezayisim of asachas. That's what the Mordechai says. Comes the Trumas HaDeshen, and he says, what's the Mordechai's kasha b'chlal? Who says you have to swallow it all b'vasachas? What's wrong with eating it b'chdei achilas pras over a span of a few moments? What's the Mordechai's kasha b'chlal? Zok the Trumas HaDeshen, it's a raya from here that lechatchila by a mitzvah you're supposed to eat it mamish b'vasachas. And by the matzah, and by the morer, and by all mitzvahs of achila, you should try to eat it b'vasachas. It's Yedua Reb Chaim Brisker and Stencil, he says, a dichoy to this raya. He says, maybe there's no raya from the mordcha. Maybe by a mitzvah of matzah or by shar mitzvahs of achila, kotshe mechveis, whenever there's a mitzvah of achila, one can lechatchila eat it b'chdei achilas pras. It's not necessary to eat it mamish b'vasachas. The mordcha is specifically talking about koirich. Koirich, by definition, means a sandwich of all three. Zokt Reb Chaim, by koirich, the mordcha held that it's necessary to eat it all b'vasachas, and he asks, how could you fill it all in the one beis abliya? He says, a teretz, when it's a mush, you can. But why? Because otherwise that wouldn't be considered koirich. Without that, it wouldn't be considered koirich. So interesting, we're talking about the topic of whether by mitzvahs of achila, there's an inyan lechatchila to eat it b'vasachas, and not to rely on b'chdei achilas pras. We found a makor by moror to such an idea, the brice of ochla lechatzoyin, and by koirach we found such an idea. But we would doicha, by moror maybe it's to feel the meriris, by koirach maybe otherwise it's not considered a koirach sandwich. Maybe by other inyonim, by matzah lechudei, maybe lechatchila, you can eat it, b'chadei achilas pras. The Menchas Chinuch, as classic, he does in many of these mitzvahs, goes now through a few basic shailas we've mentioned before, whether the gedorim of achila by isurim is the same gedor as by mitzvahs. L'moshel, by isurim, achila shaloi kedarka, loy shmo achila. You're not over chazer nevela if you eat it shaloi kedarka when it's burning hot or something like that. What would be by matzah? Are you yotze matzah when it's achila shaloi kedarka? Oh, so what about hanoas groinoi? Hanoas groinoi, the Gemara's mavur and chulin for isurim is an avera. Even if you vomited it up and re-ate half a kezayis twice, your me'ayim didn't get a full kezayis, but your goroim got a full kezayis. Or bein achanichayim, is that enough for the mitzvah of matzah? He assumes it's the same. And then another classic at the mitzvah Mishnah Lamelech, Shaila, chetzi shir. We know chetzi shir is osur min ha-toyra. What about for mitzvahs? Is there an inyan to do a mitzvah when you only have a chetzi shir? You only have a chetzi kezayis of matzah. Are you going to be yoitza? Is there an inyan bechlal? Is there a mixas kim of a mitzvah? We talked about this shaila in the past. Then he brings the Gemara in Pesachim. Daf kuf tes vov. The Gemara says like this. A few halakim to the Gemara there. Zok the Gemara. Bola matzah yotza. If you swallow matzah, you yoitza. You don't have to chew. Hilchas achila doesn't require you to chew. If you swallow the matzah, you yotze. Bola moror, lo yotze. But by moror, you're not yotze. It's actually machlekes rishonim in the girsa. There are rishonim that agoyres the bola moror yotze. But we'll go start at least with the mahalach that the girsa is you're not yotze. What's the chilik? Why bola matzah, you are yotze, and bola moror, you're not yotze? The reason is because you don't feel the tam of the meriris. Like we explained already before, mitzad hilchis achila, bliya is considered achila. That's why you yotze matzah. In mor, there's a separate tnai. You need to feel the meriris. Bala moror lo yotze. The Gemara continues. Bala matzah umoror. Let's say you swallowed matzah and moror. So you yotze the matzah. And you're not yotze the moror. Now that's a stickle of a problem, because why doesn't the moror shter the matzah? Since you're not being yotze moror, so it's like you're eating a dover reshus, why doesn't the dover reshus mevatel the matzah? That's a question. But that's what the Braisa says. Bola matzah umoror, matzah you yotze, moror you're not yotze. One more line, and we'll start from that one. Korchon besiv lo yotze. If you wrap the matzah, or the moror, or both, you wrapped it in an unedible wrapper of a cardboard, of sieve, of some material that's not edible, then you're not yotze. Now this is a basic idea, that when you wrap something in a sieve, it's not considered achila. Again, a quick recap. Bola matzah, you are yoitza. Bola moror, like most girsis, you're not yoitza because you don't feel the tam. Bola matzah umoror. Matzah, you yoitza. Moror, you're not yoitza. But korchan besiv, you're not yoitza. Now, what does it mean, korchan besiv? Korchan besiv means you wrapped it in something unedible. Now, this idea, when you wrap something up in something that's unedible, that it's not considered achila, is a shayla, is together because it's a chatzitza, or because it's not derech achila bekach, but that's a klal. Korchan besiv is not achila, you're not yoitza matzah. What about lagavi macholas asuris? If you wrap up a macholas asuris in a sieve, are you not over the deraisa, the lav of chazer? What about hilchis birchas hamozoin? Korchan besiv, if you ate food, you ate bread, and you wrapped it in a sieve, is it considered a chilu lagavi birchas hamozoin? Another place where this is negeya, and we'll start from here, is the Rambam in Hilchis Ovis Hatuma, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey. There's a din of Tumas Beis Habliya. Moiridik concept, by Nevela Soif Tohor, that it's not stam etame b'maga or b'masa and other Eifanim like other Nevela. There's a special Tumah of Nevela Soif Tohor, that Nevela Soif Tohor is metame b'beis Habliya. If a kezayis of Nevela Soif Tohor is in your Beis Habliya, if you eat it, taste this, that's a Tumah of Tumas Beis Habliya. The Rambam paskins of esatuma peregimal al chehei the makoros from a teseft in zovim that if you wrap up the food in a sieve and you swallow it the nevelas leiftar you're not going to become tummy. The sieve is a chatzitza, but zok the Rambam that's only if you wrapped it up in a sieve. But if you wrapped it up in chazeres, which means food, if you wrapped it up in some edible food, then it's not a chatzitza. It's mavur in the Rambam that the din of karchoy besiv is only by something inedible. And the pashtus would be that we should apply this by all the things we mentioned. Mitzvahs of achila, isurei achila, hilchis birchas hamozoin, or hilchis nevelas oif tohar, tumas beis habliya. Four issues involving eating, tumas beis habliya, chiyuvei mitzvahs, isurim, and birchas hamozoin. By all of them, we can assume that if you wrap it up in a sieve, which is inedible, that's a chatzitza, it's not derech achila, and if it's not considered achila, to be chayiv in birchas hamozoin, to be yoytze the mitzvah, to be over the avera, to be considered tumas beis habliya. But if you wrapped it in something edible, then in fact you are. That was mavur there. The Rambam says, if you wrapped up the nevela seif tar in a sieve, you're not tameh. You don't have tumas beis habliya. If you wrap it up in chazeres or some other food, then you are. It comes a big maisa now with the achroinim, the Menchas Chinuch brings, and it's a big shmuz. The mice is like this. We'll go carefully into the Rambam here in Perek Vav, Hilchis Chametz Umatzah. The Rambam brings this Gemara, and he brings, Bol Amatzah, you yoitza. Bol Amoror, you're not yoitza. Bol Amatzah Umoror, you yoitza matzah, you're not yoitza moror. Adds the Rambam three words, because the moror is tuffle to the matzah. Again, if you ate the you swallow the matzah and the moror, you're yoitza matzah. You're not yoitza moror, because the moror is tuffel. Then he fears always korchan besiv. You're not yoitza. What does the Rambam want with that knech that you're not that the moror is tuffel? What is that coming to be masber? As the emes is the Lechem Mishnah brings it sad that we missed the boat over here. The Rambam was geiris bola matzah. You are yoitza. Bola moror. You are yoitza. He went with the girsa. You are yoitza. Nevertheless, when you boil a matzah and moror, then you're not yoitza moror. Because when you swallow both somehow, then the moror becomes tuffel to the matzah, and then you're not yoitza. But that's a chiddush. If you go with the pashtus that the girsa was, bola matzah, you are yoitza. And bola moror, you're not yoitza. And the reason is because you don't feel the time of the Mariris. So then when you swallow both, it's already a given. You're yoytze the matzah, you're not yoytze the morer. Why was it necessary for the Rambam to say that the morer is tuffel? The Teretz is zokt. The Achroinim, and Rabbi Kevega talks about it, and the Menchas Chinecher handles it, that maybe korchan besiv is lav dafka. Siv is lav dafka, something inedible. Who are then if you wrap it in something edible? A scrambled egg, some other food. It would be a chatzitza. Korchan besiv is lav dafka. Specifically, when you wrap it in moror, the moror is not going to shter the matzah because the moror is tuffel to the matzah. Because the moror is meshach shaychi to the mitzvah of the matzah. But anything else would be a chatzitza. Kum techois, that korchan besiv is lav dafka a siv. Even edible food is also a chatzitza. It's a pella, of course, first of all, from the Rambam and Hilchas Avos HaTumah. Over there, Rima Furr said that if you wrap it up in a sieve, then it's not tuma. But if you wrap it up in chazeres, cute. By coincidence, the edible food that the Rambam picked over there was chazeres, which is also mora. But over there, mora is a non-issue. But if you wrapped it in chazeres or some edible food, so then it's yegin. It's not going to be a chatzitza. So we have a shtickle of a shtir over here. What's the din in the gedorim of korchan besiv? Is the din of korchan besiv only referring to when it's inedible, but the minute you wrap it in something edible, moro or any other edible food, it's not a chatzitza? That's what's the mashmoyis in Hilchas Avos HaTumah. But on the other hand, over here, the Rambam by matzah and moro needed a special hesber that the moro is tuffel to the matzah. Why did he need that? Of course, Rabbi Kivega brings from his son, Rabbi Shloime Eger, the famous kasha, if this concept is true, then when you have a dilemma about eating matzah shel chodosh, and there's a whole question if it's esed dechaloyse or not, it's a shmuz we're going to talk about still, but he asks, he has a patent. Take the matzah shel chodosh, wrap it up in a scrambled egg. So he says, 1 second, if you wrap it up in a scrambled egg, then memon of shech. If you hold that sieve is dafka when it's inedible, but a scrambled egg is edible, so then you're going to have a problem. It's going to be the aveir of chodosh. But he says, yeah, but wrap it up in morer. If you hold that morer, the reason why morer is not a chatzitza to the matzah, is only because the morer is tuffel to the matzah. That's a vazunda revert by the mitzvah of matzah. It's tuffel. But klapi the iser chodosh, klapi the iser chodosh, the morer is like a sieve. It's a chatzitza of sieve. And then it should be able to be a chatzitza and it shouldn't be a problem. Azoy frekt, Rav Shloime Eger. We'll speak out one more prat. The Kiryat Sefer. On that Rambam, again, bola matzah yotza, bola morer lo yotza. Zok the Kiryat Sefer. Hani mili bizman beis hamikdosh. And it's unclear, what does he mean? Of course he means that bizman hamikdosh morah was the raisa, and shaloi bizman hamikdosh morah is only the rabbonah. Fine. But why should that be a chilik? The din of bola matzah yotza, bola morah lo yotza. We explain because morah you're not yotza, because it's, you don't feel the mariris. Why is that dafka bizman hamikdosh? You know, if anything fakert, there's a verse from the Rogachover, that dafke bezman hazeh, the new takona de rabbonon to eat moror, it's a bazundar takona to eat moror and feel the meriris, and therefore you're not yoitz if you don't feel the meriris. Bezman hamikdash, it was stam as a tuffle to the korban pesach. But fakert, that the din of bola moror lo yotzo is only bezman hamikdash, was eist? Is the emesis l'choyritz toyis at fus, careful, if you look at the Rambam uses the words bola moror lo yotzo twice, because he says bola matzo yotzo, bola moror lo yotzo. He then continues, bola matzo umoror. Matzah yotza, moror lo yotza. Pashtus will say that the Kiryat Sefer is referring to that line in the Rambam. That the second case of bola matzah umoror, that you're not yotza, you're yotza matzah, not yotza moror, zokta that's dafka in the bizmana mikdash. And the pshat can be poshet. Because bizmana mikdash, where matzah and moror are both doiraisa, then you could have a situation that you're yotza matzah, not yotza moror. But bizmana zeh, where matzah is doiraisa, and moror is only midirabonon, then when it's bola matzah and the moror, then even the matzah you're not yotza, because the morer should shter the matzah. Since morer is not a deraisa, and matzah is, the morer should shter the deraisa. Tosfos in Pesachim Bemis asks the kasha there, and he says a chilek, that you only swallowed it, you didn't chew, and that's why it doesn't shter. It's a whole arichas dvarim, but akoponim, that can maybe be pshat in the Kiryat Sefer on that Rambam. So that's akoponim, this first topic, which we touched a little bit, on the sugya of bola matzah yotza, that's for sure. Bola moror lo yotza shailen girsa. If you goris lo yotza, it's because you felt the time of the mariris. If you goris yotza, then you hold it by maror also yotza. Bola matzo umoror. Yidei matzah yotza, yidei morer lo yotza. That case has an issue of whether the morer should be mevatel the matzah. And then the wrap up over there is korchan besiv lo yotza, and we discussed whether siv is dafka something inedible or even when it's edible, and we had a stira in the Rambam about that. The next topic the Menchas Chinuch brings is the idea that matzah has to be made out of the chamesh esminei dogon. The Mishnah says in Psachim Daf Lamed Hey that matzah must be made out of the chamesh esminei dogon, chitin, seoirin, kusmin, shifon, and shibaylas shul. Now the idea behind this is the Gemara explains in Psachim that Chazal knew that only these chamesh esminim come to chimutz. L'mashal oirez v'doichen is also kind of a grain of sorts, but it never comes to the chimetz process, it comes to sirchoin. It's a different chemical process. When you try to ferment it, it doesn't turn into something called chimutz. Chometz could only be from chitin, se'oirin, kusmin, shibay l'shul, and shifin, v'chamesh esminei dogon. Zokti Gemara, since the pasuk says, lo'yseichel olav chometz, shivas yom teichel olav matzois, so we have a drasha. Whatever can come to chometz, that's what's considered matzah. Meaning matzah must be made out of azah grain, that it's azah grain, that it's possible that if it would go through the chimetz process, it would become chametz. Of course, we don't want the matzah to be chametz. Matzah has to be matzah, and not chametz. But matzah must be made out of the kemach of grain, that's azah kind of grain, chamesh esminei dogon, that's able to come to chimetz. Now, this idea is applied in two other places also. The Mishnah in Menachos, Daf Ayin, and the same Mishnah came out word for word in Chalo, Mesechta Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. It's mavur there that for the din of Hafroshas Chala, Chala, the parish of Hafroshas Chala, is only on an Isa that's made out of these Chamesh Esminei Dogon. And also the Isser of Chodosh. The Isser of Chodosh is only on these Chamesh Esminei Dogon. And the Gemara explains in Menachos Daf Ayin, that Mishnah there, and also the Mishnah in Chala, that the mice is like this. It starts with chometz. Chazal knew that the mitzias of fermenting of chimutz is only on these chamesh esminei dogon. We then teach you to matzah, because like soichel olav chometz, shivas yom teichel olav matzahs, that a matzah must be made out of something that's going to come to chimutz. But then we know that matzah is called lechem oini, lechem. And in the parsha of Chala it says, so this gzereshov lechem lechem. That just like by matzah, it has to be chamesh esminei dogon. By chala, it has to be chamesh esminei dogon. Then we move on to chodosh, because by chodosh it says the lechem, the koli, the charmel, soichlu beetzem ayam azeh. Once again, it says the word lechem. So there's a gzereshova lechem lechem. So that's how the story goes. By chometz, they knew that that's the chemical metzias that only these five minim chamesh esminei dogon come to chimutz. Memela, there's a hekesh to matzah. After the hekesh to matzah, there's a gzereshova lechem lechem to chala and to chodosh. What the Menachos Chinuch wants to know is that on these chamesh esminim, he assumes that the pashtus is, if you make a matzah out of a dough, out of a few of the minim, you made a flour of kemach, of chitin, and soyun, and kusman, shibad l'shul, you mixed a few of the minim together. The pashtus, it's a good matzah. There's no din that the full kezayis has to be made out of chitin. The pashtus would be that these minim are mitzarfin. Who then, if you prepared it as a dough like that, or even different, if you ate a chetzi kezayis of matzah of chitin, and another chetzi kezayis, a separate piece of a matzah of kusmin or of shibay l'shul, so you would be mitzarefit. What the Menachos Chinuch wants to know is why the Mishnah doesn't say it. In the Mishnah, in Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey, when it says that matzah is made out of chitin, sa'ir, and shibay l'shul, shifa, and kusmin, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, the kulan mitzarefin l'kezayis. In the Mishnah, in Chala, by Hafroshes Chala, it says it, v'kulan mitzarfen l'kezayis. In the Mishnah in Menachos, by Chodosh and by Chala, it says, v'kulan mitzarfen l'kezayis. In the Mishnah in Psachim Daf Lamed Tes, by Moror, the next Mishnah, by Moror, it says there are five minim of Moror, and it says, v'kulan mitzarfen l'kezayis. How come by Matzah, Frektim in Cheschinach, by Matzah, it didn't say, v'kulan mitzarfen l'kezayis? So he brings that the Bartanur Ataka says, that when the Mishnah in Pesachim Lamed Tes says v'kulan mitzarfen l'kezayis, it's referring back also to matzah. When it says in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes v'kulan mitzarfen l'kezayis, it's referring not only to maror, it's also going back on matzah. The shaila is, how come it didn't say it by matzah itself? So again, the Bartanura wants to say that it's going back on on matzah as well. But it's not the pashtus. The Rambam Lamashal by Morer brings down, these are the five minim on Morer, and they're all mitzarif. How come by matzah it doesn't say it? So the emes is, in that Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara brings a brisa, and it says, Kusmin min chitin, shiboy l'shuol v'shifoin min so'oirin. And that's a subcategory that kusmin specifically is more connected to chitin, and shiboy l'shuol and shifoin is more connected to so'oirin. Now that brisa, the Rishonim explain, is referring either to challah, that by challah it's not pasha that will mitzarif all five minim in the dough itself, only kusmin with chitim and shiboy l'shuol and shifoin with so'oirin. Or maybe Rashi and Pesachim brings it to negei hilchas truma, but not lagabi hilchas matzah. And the emes is the Ran over there in Pesachim Bavarns. Maybe that's a klal in hilchas matzah. Maybe matzah you're only mitzarif kusmin with chitin, and shiboy l'shul and shifon with soir, and maybe that should be the din by matzah. So the Ran says no, it can't be because he brings the Gemara in Brachas daf lamed zayin. The Gemara in Brachas daf lamed zayin says, lokat mi kulon kizayis im chometzu. And Tosfos and Rabbi Yoyin and a lot of Rishonim learn of that Gemara and Brachas that it means if you took from the Chameshas Minei Dogon and you mitzarif all of them into one big dough, so if it turns into Chometz, Avad Yechayif for Chometz, even if it's a mix of the different Minim. And by Matzah, you're going to be Yoytze the Mitzvah of Matzah. So we have a Braisa. Even though the Mishnah and Pesachim itself didn't say it, but we have a Braisa. Yeah, but the emes is correcting the chesunich. It's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi learns that Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin differently. Rashi learns that it's referring to Menachas. Look at Mikulan Kezayis. If you will mitzaref the Menachas in a few different carbon minchas, and you will mitzaref a few of them, if it's chometz, you're going to be chayef karis. If it's matzah, it's a pesach. Avad Rashi is a pella because Menachas never come chometz. Menachas always brought matzah. And also, if it's referring to Menachas, Menachas are eaten in the Azara. And if you're eating in the Azara, you can't do Haseba. How could it be Yoytze the Mitzvah of Matzah? It's a problem, the Rashi. But Rashi learns like that. Bishleim, if you learn like Tosfos, we have a Mefurish, a Gemara, that all five minim amitztara for Matzah and all five minim amitztara for Chometz. But if you learn like Rashi, that Gemara in Brachas is referring to Menachas, then how do you know the Gabi Matzah? Maybe Taka, that's the Pashtus. You have a Gemara in Pesachim, talks about the Chameshas Minim, and then it brings a cryptic Braisa, Kusmin Min Chitin, Shiboy L'Shul and Shifin Min So'irin. Maybe it's referring to Hilchas Matzah, that in Matzah, Kusmin is Mitzdarf with Chitin, and Shiboy L'Shul and Shifin is Mitzdarf with So'irin, and not all five Minim. The Ran had such a Havamina, and the Ran is Doicha that Havamina, because he says there's a Braisa in Brachas, the Flamed Zayin. Oh, look at Mikulon Kazayas, Yotzi Yidei Matzah. But that's if you learn that that Braisa is referring to the Chameshas Minei Dogon. If you learn it's not referring to the Chameshas Minei Dogon, why Taka don't you mefarish that Kusmin Min Chitin and Shabbat L'Shul and Shifan Min Sayer? Because if not, it's Taka Modin. Why did the Gemara in Pesachim bring that Braisa down? That Braisa of Kusmin Min Chitin, Shabbat L'Shul and Shifan Min Sayer is a halacha l'gabi challah, l'gabi chodosh, l'gabi truma. What does it have to do with matzah? So there's an interesting shaila that Sfasemes brings whether there's a din kedima. If a person has a shayla of kedima, which matzah to eat? By morer, it's brought down in the poiskim that the Mishnah brings five minim of morer, that is taka a kedima of which five minim you should eat. Similarly, over here by matzah, there would be a shayla. Is there a kedima to the fact that kusmin is min chitin and shibar l'shul and shifin is only a min so'irin? Be'ezer Hashem, we will see about this.